Hello, I'm Chris.
And I'm Steve.
And welcome to the adventures of Newbies in the Playground. The playground for adults, that is. You must be over 18 years old to be listening to this. And if our adult children happen to find this, well, awkward. Surprise, kids. Your parents have a freaking awesome sex life. Now, go and listen to someone else's podcast. We are a longtime vanilla couple who have decided to venture out of our own playground and into someone else's, with their permission, of course. We are by no means experts, not even close. We get all our information from other podcasts and by trial and error. Join us as we document our experience trying to find a fun playground to play in. We can offer limited advice, but we'll probably need lots of advice, and we can guarantee a lot of laughs and fun. If you have any questions, suggestions, or advice for us, please send them to newbiesintheplayground@gmail.com. Hey everyone, we're just going to start out this first podcast just talking a little bit about how and why we decided to start, out on this
adventure
of ours.
Sexual adventure.
Yes, absolutely. It was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was a few years back, eh?
Yeah, and I'm not sure how it came about. I was searching through the iTunes podcasts, and I came across this podcast called Ending the Sexual Dark Ages, and that's hosted by J.V. Altheros and Shara. Mm. And I got into listening to their podcasts. I absolutely love their podcast. Like it was so much fun to listen to. And really my interest started that I was interested in the BDSM, actually.
That's right.
Yeah. And I just, it was such, how do I say that?
Turn on?
A turn on or an attraction for me. I really wanted to be like Shara. Like I wanted that feeling of being dominated like that, but taken care of as well. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I find it really hard, like after you and I have been together like for so many years in this type of relationship, it's hard to switch your mind over and for you to all of a sudden be dominant over me. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, I do understand.
But like, I found that hard. It's almost like, I think if we got into that, we'd almost have to go into somebody else's playground and learn, you know, there on how to do that. And we haven't done that yet.
No.
But on this other particular podcast where they got into talking about swinging, and they had a guest swinger on from the podcast Life on the Swing Set, they had Ginger, and I'm not sure.
That was actually a very good podcast. I listened to it.
Yeah. I really liked that.
Yep.
And it sounds like so much fun. So it just kind of got our wheels turning, and we didn't act on anything right away. Like, it was months.
Months, yeah. I Googled that and found a spot. Found a club,
yeah.
They call it. A swingers club.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like months and months after. And then it took months and months after we find a club to decide to actually...
Yeah, it took a long time before we actually decided to actually bite the bullet and go.
Yeah. Yeah, we looked quite a bit, and then we said, after a while, we said, let's try.
Yeah, and it was it was over a year later.
Oh, yeah, at least.
So, you know, this had been going through our minds for a very long time, and just the subject would come up every few months, and, you know, we kind of talk
about
it.
Build the courage to go.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. Yeah. It's almost building the courage to go, right? I felt very self-conscious. Like, I feel like I have a little bit of weight that I want to lose, and, you know, I got a few little issues like that, a few body issues, but...
I think you look marvelous.
Oh, thank you.
So we decided to, I found a place, and we decided to one day to
We just happened to go. And we happened to be, because we don't live, and no. well, at that time anyway, we didn't no. live close to
it. It was about over an
cities.
Hour, an hour and a half away from yeah. where we live.
So it just so happened to be that that night we were going to be in that area. So yeah. it was kind of a, you know what, we're here,
yeah.
the time is right, it feels yeah. right, let's do it. But on that particular night, because they have theme nights, now we're talking about these clubs, like these
yeah.
private clubs,
yeah, private
swinger clubs
yeah.
that you have to be members to be able to attend. And so this is yeah. this is what we were looking at.
I filled the application, membership application, emailed it.
Yeah.
And then he get back to me and he says, we have to do a phone interview.
Yeah.
So I did my phone interview, and then Chris had to call and do her phone interview, but we didn't realize at that time, because that was the only night we could go, was BDSM night.
That's right. They have theme nights, you know, they,
yeah.
you know, to change things up and make it fun and stuff. This particular night that we were going to end up going was BDSM night. So during the phone interview, he also made sure that we understood what that was, so
yes.
that we weren't totally freaked out. And you know, thanks to mm-hmm. the podcast with JV and Shara, ending
yep.
the sexual dark ages, I knew all about that, and you knew, you listened to some
I
of
listened
the podcasts
to some of them, yep.
as well, and so we had no problem. In fact, I was very interested in going mm-hmm. and very curious. And
we decided to go.
And we decided to go. So these podcasts are going to be documenting then our visits. And so we're a little bit behind. Like, we've made a few visits now that we haven't, you know, we're going to kind of go backwards and
yeah.
document. We're still at under 10 visits to different clubs.
Yeah.
So we're just going to back up a little bit and document the visits that we've already done. And then we're just going to keep you up to date and document each visit as they're happening.
Yeah.
And
we'll try to put some juicy details there.
We're not going to bring anything into the club and document in the club,
yeah.
you know, just on our drive there, on our way back home,
yeah.
and kind of talk about it and discuss what happened, what we did, and, you know, and I think it'll be a lot of fun, especially for those people who are nervous a little bit like we were,
yeah.
and, you know, just want to try it out, but are a little bit afraid,
and want some fun.
And, you know,
you can laugh at her expense, I guess.
That's right, laugh at her expense and see.
And learn from her mistakes.
See what we're doing, how we're doing.
But, you know, we're just there for the fun.
Yeah, yeah.
We're very much in love and we very much enjoy each other.
Yeah. So, so at this point, and I think it hasn't really changed yet, at this point, we are still just looking. We play with each other. We still
yep.
are trying to get to a point where we're comfortable enough to play with others. Right now, our comfort zone is we want to play with each other, but in the atmosphere
That's right.
of other people, like playing a lot, like right beside us.
Yeah,
you know. So that's where we're at right now. So
that's
it for this week. And
that's
we'll,
it for the intro. And
we intend on posting weekly. I think that'll be good, you know.
Posting every adventure, anyway.
Yeah, post every adventure, which is going to happen most weeks. Sometimes,
think, yeah.
sometimes twice a week.
Sometimes.
So we'll post every time a new adventure happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so stay tuned for next week when we get
yeah.
Our first one posted.
Which should be interesting.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Yes, I hope so.
Okay, take care.
Bye.